It's a banner day for pomp and circumstance in U.S. politics, and some are welcoming President Donald Trump's inauguration with an open mind.
I'm Jordan Mitchell. I'm from Warm Springs. I am 21. I used to be on the train before where I really disliked him, but I don't know. I'm not on that no more. I actually don't mind this guy anymore, so we'll see.
For Joe Anderson of Redmond, the milestone brings more mixed emotions.
I think Trump's personal morals are horrible, and I hate it that we have someone leading our nation like that. I think he has some good economic ideas, but that's as far as it goes.
Anderson says he held his nose when he voted for the president.
With both hands.
For others, the choice was more black and white.
My name is Kim McClure, and I live in Culver, Oregon. I'm most excited for the change. Trump says, I'm going to do all these things, and I believe he's going to do it.
On day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history. We're going to get them out. We have no choice.
That'll be great. People have been coming in, and they're not necessarily the kind of people we want to be here. So it's like, hopefully he'll be very fair about that.
On day one, I will seal the border, and I will shut down.
He's ruining my life by doing this. My partner lives in the Middle East and is Muslim. And we know now that he will not be able to come to the United States.
David Silver of Vancouver, Washington, has company in fearing the president's second term.
He's going to continue to do violence on anybody that's not white in this country.
I feel like I'm most concerned about the tariffs that Trump was talking about and how that would influence the cost of buying things.
It makes me scared as a woman being in my own country and just being a woman in my own country and how that's going to affect my health in the future.
Those are the anxieties of Oregonians Andrew Wardenar of Milwaukee, Juniper Yee from Redmond, and Harley David of Warm Springs. We found Chip Horsley at the Redmond Senior Center, where people with all kinds of political views were hanging out, playing pickleball.
One thing I've learned, if you want to keep friends, you don't talk politics.
Still, Chip says he's lost some relationships over his views on Trump.
I'm not excited about him at all, so we'll see. Like I tell my friends, I said, I hope he proves me wrong.
He finds some common ground with the president's promise to not cut Social Security and Medicare.
And I will not raise the retirement age of Social Security by one day.
That I like. You know, being 65, that's pretty important.
I think it's a great idea. My name is Mark. I live in Powell Butte, Oregon. I'm 75 years old. I'm thrilled because we need some changes in this country. If we don't get changes and things straightened out, we're going to have more problems down the road.
Mark agrees with many of the changes Trump has promised, including this one.
On day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto the shoulders of our children.
I feel too old for it. I'm just going to let the country go down the drain and wait and see what happens. I'm Susan, and I live in Redmond. I'm trans myself, and maybe one day somebody's going to knock on my door and haul me off.
Many of the claims that propelled Trump to the White House fill her with a mix of anger and hopelessness.
And I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate.
I don't love a country that is so blind to facts like that.
Susan has walked with a pronounced limp since she was just 3 years old.
And I got polio. And this was before any of the vaccines were out. And my left leg recovered, but my right leg didn't.
Susan says at this point, she wouldn't mind picking a new country if she felt respected there.
I'd like to go to Tasmania if they welcomed me.
Trump lost in Oregon and Washington, but like it or not, he's the president and commander-in-chief. And as people figure out what that will mean for their lives, they're also navigating fraught relationships with their own neighbors.
I believe that he is for America, and he really wants to do a good job for us.
All of it feels very overwhelming and important, and so I think the biggest thing for me is taking care of our people, like taking care of us.
Kim from Culver and Katie from Bend have radically different expectations for the next 4 years. And they were both out running errands on the same downtown street. I'm Emily Curitan-Cook reporting.